You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Oh, change the world. Change the world. You can do it. You can do it.
Time is now.
Time is now. Let's get to it.
Time is now. It's happening. This Voltaggio on Life Changes with Filippo. And I am recalling years ago having a conversation with a friend of mine as I was getting ready for this show. There were some words used about copyright and music with our guest that reminded me of a conversation I had many years ago with a friend of mine when we were working on a project with a third. And the third was a very legal type of person. And he got lawyers involved and contracts. And I remember this friend and I poring over a 10-page document or something along those lines with words that we didn't understand. And we were trying to figure out. And my friend is from Italy. And he was like, "When, what does that mean?" And so as I was explaining this, I realized that it just felt like it just didn't apply, or it was like such an old way of doing things, because it just felt like everybody was out to screw everybody and we had to cover each and every single little bit of basis that there was, and yet it still wasn't covered, so we had to have language to cover what we didn't cover and to cover all of that. And at one point my friend said, why are we doing this? Why are we signing this? And I said, so that way we won't screw each other. And you said, like, who's screwing who? And I said, so you won't screw me and I won't screw you over and he won't screw us. And he's like, I'm not going to screw you. And I said, and I'm not going to screw. Can we say that word actually? I don't know. Anyway. And I said, and I'm not going to screw you. And we both looked at each other and I remember we both got emotional and we hugged. And 20 years later, neither of us have screwed each other and we've never signed a contract. And I remember at the time he said, someday we'll be getting rid of all this stuff, that the music I create, he says, will be for the world. And there won't be this copyright stuff and then these patent things that these companies do and all that stuff. Well, true to what he said, this friend of mine is Marco Misinato, and today he has Sound of Oneness, and he's practically giving all his music away. He's giving it for free. He's putting it out there. He's asking for people to come join in his project in the similar way. That's from a music artistic perspective, in a very similar way, in what I believe is unprecedented. Tesla Motors has announced this week that all their patents belong to everybody. And they used to have evidently a wall of patents up in their main offices, and they have taken all those down and they have made their patents open source for everybody to copy if they're going to be using them for the good of the world. And where at first I thought maybe our ideas were too idealistic, now it looks like that all of this is coming to pass. And this was all brought to mind because our guest speaks along those lines, thinks along those lines, and acts along those lines. Our guest is Philip King. He's a beatbox harpist, an anointed harpist. We're going to find out exactly what that means when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo with our guest, Philip King.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Way back at the beginning when our guest was producing hip-hop videos, John noticed about our guest when he started playing the harp. He wrote this about him up on Facebook. LA's charismatic and inspiring Philip King plays powerful instrumental pieces on the harp in his own idiosyncratic style, having ceremonially taught himself how to play from scratch. He plays anywhere he can, in markets, on stages, in subway platforms, at meditations, and on CDs. Here's an example of what he's done. On New Year's Eve, he finished his official gig and then went in to casually play at a casualty department of his local hospital and played. He is a very special artist. He has an equally special album. Buy it, he says, and spread the word. We'll be telling you more about Philip King and more about his album as we speak to our beatbox, harpist, and guest, Philip King. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, thanks for having me.
It's
Appreciate you. Pleasure
to have you.
Mm-hmm.
You are quite a dynamic character as you come in. For those of you who can't see him, he comes in with this big, dramatic position and like you're ready to make something big happen right
seriously,
here, right now.
Seriously. 100% at all times of the day. All times of the day on call. But, you know, there's a disagree. I do have to disagree with something that John wrote. I did not teach myself. I am a conduit. I constantly have this discussion when I'm playing out and people are like, wow. Oh, so you taught yourself? No. Well, if I close my eyes and I have no idea what my fingers are doing, but the same songs come through, I'm the guy in the middle. You understand? Mm. That's very egotistic, and it's a trap to me to say, oh yeah, I did that. Look at me. Look at me. Really? Well, how'd you do that? I'm not really sure, but I did it. Yeah, right. No, I'm the guy in between, and I'm giving the credit to the fact that there are higher powers and that the harp is the oldest string instrument, period. All string instruments come from the harp. Okay, and it's graduation, or it went from harp to harpsichord to piano, then grand harp. And everybody in this age looks at the grand harp like that's the harp. That's a beautiful thing, but the grand harp is the baby of the harps. And the way that it's played is played based off of the piano.
Mm.
So when people see my fingers, like I've looked for teachers, I've spoken with Irish harpists and harpists from England and just all over the world. In LA, you run into them. And the Irish harpist said, well, a harpist is supposed to have their fingers on the strings of the notes that are about to be played. But she said, that's a bit impossible with the songs that you're playing because you're just like going all over the place on the rhythm from top to bottom to middle.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, what this means is that there were songs, like King David did not play songs like based off the piano, and he's known as a harpist.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ancient songs that did things for this humanity that are no longer around. And I do believe that there's a resurgence of an old energy that is coming back, not just through me, through multiple different beings on this earth. And I'm one of them in charge of doing some inspiring for people to pick up some harps.
Through the harp.
Yes. Yes. Learn to play from the heart straight from the start.
Well, I'm glad we're having this conversation, because most people wouldn't say that. Like, though we have had artists say that they didn't really write a song, like some of our favorite songs out there that have lasted many, many years. They say, I didn't really write it because it happened in just a minute. The whole song came through at once. So, you know, so people have said that, but it's not put in these words.
Well, I'm trying to give it to its true, you know, give it away. It's not me, to take all of the ego out of it. Because that's it. When it happened. Okay. So let me give you the quick story.
You got a story?
Yeah. Okay. So for 15 years I made, so I had a television show for 5 years, public access hip hop culture show in Milwaukee, and bicycled it to, Germany, Berlin, and Chicago, and whatever. From there, I started a hip-hop kung fu movie that turned into a trilogy. And I did the first one in Milwaukee, second and third one, 30% in Milwaukee, and 70% in the Bay Area. Then I came to L.A. to finish post-production on the third, and actually filmed and edited a fourth one, but didn't get that far.
Yeah, you're stealing my thunder. I was going to talk about all this here stuff, like you've got this DVD, hip-hop kung fu movie.
The movie, part one.
Yeah.
Hip-hop dynasty.
Birth of a hip-hop dynasty. From hip-hop to harp, really?
Exactly. So that was the point.
A book. Okay, go on.
So I made a song called When Your Ancestors Call, and I did it to a Dorothy Ashby song, a rendition of Windmills of the Mind, round like a circle in a spiral. Yeah. That one, like a wheel within a wheel. I love that. So I did that, and the lyrics were like, when your ancestors call, do you listen, or is your spiritual connection disconnected, missing? The point of purpose of why you were born on this planet. There's got to be change, y'all. There's got to be change. So when your ancestors call, do you listen? Or do they get a busy signal while you're just dismissing the point or purpose of why you were born on this planet? So I had this singing, you know, so I had this in my ears, and I'm in San Francisco, and I see this woman with a harp. And I ran up to her because I'm like, what? I'm listening to the harp. These are my lyrics. Let me run to her. And I said, do you think you could play this? And she put it on her ears, and she was like, oh, that's easy. For her to say that was easy, I was like, yeah, okay, let's. At the time, I was managing a hip-hop club, 2232 MLK, with a little big bro, Andrew, and I had a studio there. So I asked her to come by, and after doing the song, I beatboxed, she played the harp, and I rapped. And we were like, this has never been done. Let's do an album. So in the process of doing the album, which got completed, she had to leave to the Netherlands. She had a family emergency. And she came to me. She was kind of embarrassed because we were like so in a flow. Mm-hmm. And she came to me with this harp, which was the harp that was handmade for her. She grew up in a hippie compound called Hidden Valley. And I went there once. It was really like some Little House on the Prairie stuff, you know. So this harp you're looking at, like they walked, looked around, and searched for the tree that had the right energy. Went through that process with it. So this was handmade for her. And back then, my job was to train. I trained 10 hours. I meditated. I did the Qigong, Neigong, all of that stuff. That was my life, you know, the ancient world. Mm. So when she left it with me, it didn't really do anything. I didn't really do anything. But one night, I was training hardcore, and after like 3-4 in the morning, literally, this is a true story. I looked over and there was sitting in the moonlight, because I think I tried to play it and it didn't really go. Mm-hmm. And then after training, I went over and sat, and it just happened. And it was like, really? Wow, what's this? Whoa. You know what I mean? And now when she came back, she was like, hey, did you do anything? I was like, look. And she was like, okay, you played in a past life and your harp's coming back to you, and I can't take it from you. That's your harp.
Wow. Let's hear the
brrrr. Okay, let's do that.
And then we're gonna hear this. What's this called?
This one is a new one. So, but this, I will say, this is the original song that I played. It actually woke my mother from a coma, rest her soul.
Wow.
But that's what I'm saying. This album is the beginning of the unconditional love frequency campaign.
Okay.
we are being hit with multiple frequencies that have absolutely nothing to do with love. So there is a combat that's coming back, and it's not anything. It's about nothing but love. So here it is. I'm like closing my eyes. That's where it's like, hey, I have nothing to do with this. Because when I look, sometimes it starts to go a little bit off. That means like I'm trying to figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now I do have other songs where I've got, where I'm like, I am, you know, making some new songs, and those are a little bit more simple.
That was Philip King playing an original piece. And we'll be right back to hear more with Philip King when we come back right here on Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Every Thursday for about 3.5 hours for a program called HARC. It's Healing Arts Reaching Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, HARC is a program started by Mel Nicola, co-owner of Nick's Beverly Hills, in conjunction with Children's Hospital, where they have kids come and they draw with their parents or cut or paint or color at the HBO cafe, which is you know, like the cafeteria. And she saw me at the Hollywood Farmers Market and was like, this would be perfect for the kids. And it has turned into pure magic in there, just pure magic. And, you know, I've witnessed some serious frequency healing. Like just last week, a girl came in, a young girl came up, and she was smiling. She was like, I feel good. And she was like, I don't know why I'm crying. I feel good. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then she said, my leg was hurting. It's not hurting anymore. And I'm like, that's it. Wow. That's it. And I told her, you know, can you go tell, you know, just let them know that there is actual true frequency healing going on. And what I'm doing, sometimes they notice, sometimes they don't. It doesn't matter to me because, you know, it, everybody's in smiles. And that's how I judge that I'm doing the right thing, is that people are smiling, because this is a place of pain. You know, just the fact that you're in there and a parent's in there, they're dealing with a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And if I can be that person that's there for a moment to give them some, you know, just relief, that's what it is. That's what I, that's what it's all about, period. So after they told me that there was such a great response going on, because the doctors come in too. I mean, it's a cafeteria. So I said, you know what? Why don't I, my new album, Love Equation, why don't I give them to them, you know, so that they can go up. I talked to one of the volunteers and they were like, you know, parents can't be around all the time. And sometimes the kids are just in their room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And let this be a vibration that's chilling them out, that's knocking off whatever is little irritant that really doesn't even need to be there.
And especially they know you, they've seen you. And so it's almost like they're comforting. Oh, this is the music of that guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's healing in itself. And then
there's an extension. It's like an extension of that 3 hours.
Yes.
Oh, now we get to take them upstairs.
Yeah.
But when we go upstairs, now there's a piano involved, you know, because the album is harp, piano and beatbox.
Yeah. What's the album called?
Love Equation.
Love Equation. And you were doing a campaign at one point.
Well, this is the beginning. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Where people could donate money so that you can give the CDs away
exactly
to children in need.
So like if you really would like, and you know, that's something that can't actually doesn't stop because, you know, it's different kids every week. Sometimes there's like 30 to 40 because it's the parents too. The parents are painting with them, you know. And what you would do if you would like to donate to that fund is go to my website, universalharp.com.
Mm.
And on the homepage, there's a donate button. And you just go there and give what you will. You know what I mean? Right now, we're actually picking up the first run of CDs this week.
Mm.
And it's a big, huge, it's a beautiful thing. And also, right now, I am also raising some money to get my harp fixed.
What's up?
If you notice, there were a couple tunes that were off when it was starting to come in, and that's because there's a crack coming in at the bass here. And, you know, I am the harpist that carries it on my back in the streets.
I noticed you walking in there walking in here to the studio with it like that. It's not covered or anything. It's like you are a sight.
Exactly.
I mean, you're walking around like people are going to notice.
100%. And, you know, I do. Someone told me. I do kind of feel the L.A., like, you know, I don't want to say superstar thing, but wherever I go, there's always a turning head. There's always a, you know what I mean? There's always,
yeah.
And when people are like, oh, and they're close, I'm like, take it as a sign. It's going to be a blessed day. You don't normally see a black guy with dreads walking around with a harp. And if somebody's like, if they're really looking, you know what I mean? Then I'll sit down and play for them.
You're carrying it around like the boom box that we used.
Exactly. But, you know, I prefer it like the axe. I love the axe. You know what I mean? When I was in San Francisco, I loved, you know, San Francisco is a wonderful, beautiful, beautiful place. You know, but there are some alleys that are pretty slimy. You know what I'm saying? And I used to love going through the alleys and waking some of the people up that were
like
sleeping in the alley. Yeah, no, that were sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Homeless in the alley, sleeping, super grimy. You know, you don't know if they're like super drugged out or whatever.
Right.
And just sit in front of them and whoom. And they're like, what the? You know what I mean? It's a beautiful. And then they're just like, oh, thanks, man. Or sometimes they're just looking at you like, what's going on here? Because is this an angel? What's going on? You know.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful feeling to be that person.
You know, for the time being, you're still doing private parties and things like that. So,
oh, yeah.
I've heard that you at parties, you shut the party down and people just pay attention to you and people start crying and people start feeling things. So, tell us how people can get a hold of you so that they can hire you for something like that.
You could go to universalharp.com.
Okay.
All my information's right there. If you really,
that's the universal answer, huh?
Exactly.
Universalharp.com.
.com. My cell phone's there. If you want it now, 323-45.